I'm Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media Interview. On today's show, I'll welcome back the one and only Jim McBride. Doesn't ring a bell? Well, maybe you know him as Mr. Skin, the most amazing adult website entrepreneur of them all. After a five-year absence, McBride is returning to our show for his fourth appearance to discuss Mr. Skin's 17th annual Anatomy Awards. Stick around, and don't be shy about dropping your own drawers at any time. Mr. Skin is living the dream. That is, if your dream is being an entrepreneur that spends every 9-to-5 moment at the office studying, categorizing, memorizing, and fantasizing about naked TV and movie stars, then going home at night to a loving wife and family. Like I said, living the dream. By now, pretty much everyone knows the name Mr. Skin. The man famous for fast-forwarding to the good parts has had a regular presence on the Howard Stern Show for years. In 2007, his legend was immortalized in the Judd Apatow film Knocked Up, and as recently as February 2016, he was name-dropped in a Saturday Night Live sketch. Now, I love having Mr. Skin, a.k.a. Jim McBride, as a guest because he is quick-witted, no pressure, and knows everything a heterosexual male, and many females these days, wants to know about silver screen and small screen nakedness. He's joining me today for the fourth time to reveal the winners of Mr. Skin's 17th Annual Anatomy Awards, his company's yearly celebration of the best of the naked, writhing best. Now, there are the Academy Awards for great movies, Razzies for the worst, and Anatomy Awards for the most eyeball-scorching. Need a few categorical hints? Today, we'll reveal Nudecomer of the Year, Best Sex with a Teddy Bear, Best TV Show, Longest Butt Crack, yes, that exists, Celebrity Nude Debut, Most Surprising Nudity, and stick around for the announcement of this year's Lifetime Skin Achievement Award winner. Now, you know, with Playboy magazine giving up nudes, thank goodness we still have Mr. Skin doing his job so we don't have to. Jim McBride, Mr. Skin, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to see you. Good to have you back. And, I mean, it never gets old, does it, Mr. Skin?
No, and every year there's more and more TV shows or movies with nudity, actresses we never knew existed that are now on our radar. So you're right. It's not like the same 10 actresses get naked every year. It's different ones all the time, and it's one of those businesses that I think is recession-proof.
Well, thank goodness. It may not be the same 10 every year, but thank goodness that Emmy Rossum is one of them every year.
Because, well, the show Shameless is great. She's an incredible actress. But that actually this year won our best TV series for nudity. And when you think of Masters of Sex, Game of Thrones, Power, all these different places, Orange is the New Black on Netflix, is you know, there's so many places, television shows that have great nudity. If you actually win best TV series for nudity, which Shameless Season 5 did, in our Anatomy Awards this year, you really have to have a good year in nudity. And what I love about Emmy Rossum is she's the star of the show, and she carries the load of the nudity. It's not like they just have a bunch of extras that do nude scenes on that show. Every year she comes through with solid nudity, unlike like Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, who we saw naked a lot in the first two seasons, who in the last two seasons has been skinless. It's very refreshing. So we're big Emmy Rossum fans at MrSkin.com.
We've been watching that show since it started, and it is amazing each year when the season starts to see that she has done it again and again. You would think that she's essentially the star of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you would think that she would reach a point where she said, "No, I'm not doing that anymore. Hire some young girl." No, she embraces it. It's absolutely amazing.
And she's beautiful. Lest we forget,
she's stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right. So before we get any further with this year's awards, tell folks a little bit about how the awards started and how the winners were selected. And I'm assuming that none of the judges is blindfolded unless they asked to be.
No. But they. Well, we started this. This is our 17th annual Anatomy Awards. I started it in March of 2000, and it's a parody of the Oscars. We always do it either the week before, week after, depending on number of factors, but it's always right around Oscar time. And when I say a parody of the Oscars, our Anatomy Awards look at We've had awards that are very are the same every year, such as Best Breast, Best Butt, Best Lesbian Scene, to name a few. But then what's fun about the Anatomy Awards is my team goes through every movie and television show that comes out for a particular year, and we find the most crazy, amazing, wild nudity that's become one of the big differences in the later years of these Anatomy Awards is how many we decided to just go with the outrageous stuff, because most people just, you have your shows you like and you try to watch as much as you can, but there's just so much out there, and we just find the craziest stuff. So it's not only the body parts you'd expect on a yearly basis, but every year we're introducing new categories, stuff that has never happened in the history of nudity that we get to show in the Anatomy Awards. So it's a lot of fun, and it's also very informational for people that maybe have a life and can't go through all these movies and TV shows.
Were there some categories that didn't quite make it this year? Some new awards?
Oh yeah. Well, we have about four or five meetings leading up to the announcement of the Anatomy Awards or the final choosing, where myself and my content department, which is 8 people, my editorial department, which is like 6 people. So we have about 15 people in a room, and we're trying to narrow this stuff down. And there's a lot of back and forth, what should be in, what shouldn't be in. And I actually tell people I should probably film this because it's fascinating, the process. But in the end, we narrow it down. This year was 44, and that's what we go live with. And yes, there were some that didn't make the cut, but you know, at some point you got to cut it off, right?
No. What are we talking about now? Yeah. You know what? You're right. Yeah. It would be great if you filmed it, and then you edited it in, and you know, the day that you announced the awards, you showed how they were chosen, the discussion, and then you showed the winning clip. I think that would be fabulous. What great content that would be.
Yeah, it is. I literally, this year as we were doing it, was thinking, God, people would love this if we edited it and got to the, you know, all the good parts of this, these four meetings, and did it into a half-hour special. I think it'd be fantastic.
And then just before you reveal it, you come on and with the envelope, right? And
yes,
it would be great.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. And also, you wonder, well, why do you narrow it down to 44? Well, we present this at MrSkin.com on a webpage that – you know, if it's too cumbersome and it's too much, you don't want to overwhelm people. We feel that no one's getting cheated with 44 awards, but at some point, you know, this show has to end at some point. So
now, a couple of years ago, there were some actors and or actresses that have actually shown up to receive Razzies, surprising the people who gave the Razzies. Has anyone indicated to you that they want some kind of award or?
Yes, funny you say that. This year, there were 4 award winners that acknowledged their Anatomy Awards, which was awesome. It made me very happy. One was Sarah Silverman, who won Best Sex with a Teddy Bear. She actually wrote an acceptance speech, which was very cool. But we had 3 other actresses, one being Erin Marie Hogan from Ray Donovan, who won Longest Butt Crack, who went to Twitter as a proud winner and told her followers she had won this award and was wondering if she would get a trophy. And we had 2 other girls that did it also. So we will be sending them Anatomy Award trophies. But for me, what I like about it is the sense of humor and the fun, because in the end, this is just us saying these were the greatest moments of nudity in the previous year. So we're so happy that the actresses did it, but I'm happy that they had a sense of humor about it.
Well, and I think we should clarify with Sarah Silverman 2 things. One is she did not win for a scene with a teddy bear in Ted 2. That was not it. And she did not win for a scene in Masters of Sex, which she's also periodically naked in. So you want to give credit?
Masters of Sex, she wasn't masturbating with the teddy bear.
Right, but I'm just saying she has been surprisingly nude in more things than most people would know.
Yeah, you know, she's one of those actresses, and I probably should make a list of this, is actresses that made their nude debut in their 40s, and she's on there, Marissa Tomei, a few other actresses that, you know, you waited and waited, you kind of gave up, and all of a sudden in their 40s they start to get naked, and Sarah Silverman, I hope she continues, because she beautiful and very funny actress, and she looks great with her clothes off.
She looks beautiful. I mean, she looked great with her clothes on, and I was quite surprised the first time on Masters when the clothes came off.
Yeah, I was too. But I guess if you're going to be on Masters of Sex and you're a female, eventually you're going to get naked, is the way it works.
Well, speaking of which, let's come back to the subject of Shameless. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, one of the first-time category awards was Best Jumpstart Jugs. You want to explain what that is?
Emily Bergel, yeah. Well, that was a very funny scene, and they it's a fantasy scene, and Emily Bergel's tied to a chair and her shirt's open, and they have a car battery with jumper cables, and they have it attached to her nipples, and then they zap her on the with the battery, and she's shocked, but it's a quick scene, very, very funny, only on Shameless, right?
Right.
And I got to say, like, when we saw that, we were like, that has to win an Anatomy Award. What are we going to call it? And we kicked it around for a while, and finally we came up with Best Jumpstart Jugs, and you had a winner. Mm.
And the other thing, and I don't think she won an award, correct me if I'm wrong here, and I can't remember the actress's name, but also on Shameless, there's the woman who was on
Rosalian Isles,
yeah.
Yeah, Sasha Alexander.
She
didn't win an award, but the show won, so in a sense she did win. And she could have easily won a Best Over 40 Nude Scene or something, but that was one that we at some point were like, listen, Shameless already's won two awards. Let's not overdo it here. And we had to cut it off. But yeah, it was one of the best nude scenes of the year, Sasha Alexander and Shameless.
Well, and that was one of the ones my wife used to watch Rosalian Isles. I watched maybe a few from the first season and gave up on it. And when she first appeared on Shameless, I remember I said to my wife, she looks so familiar. She says, don't you know who that is? I'm like, no. And then she told me, I said, oh, my God, she's going from that role to this role.
From never having been nude to nude also. And a very, very sexy – she played a wife cheating on her husband with Lip and some really sexy, great sex scenes in there.
And for people who don't watch, Lip is a character. It's short for Philip.
Yeah.
It's not just that she had a sexy scene with some lip.
But there was a lot of lip in the scene.
There was a lot of lip. Yeah, and many scenes with her.
Yes.
And not just one season. That was the thing that surprised me. Yeah. She came back after doing it for a season, came back and did it some more.
When you love being naked so much and, you know, one season, you come back again. I thought that was great. And that's the thing. You know, Shameless is off to a good start this season for nudity. So who knows? It may be a repeat winner next year.
It could be. I understand it's been picked up for like two more season, so
great. That's
crazy.
I couldn't be happier.
Okay, so what are some of the other first-time categories that we haven't mentioned yet?
Oh, you mean ones that we haven't had before?
Yeah. What else is new this year?
I gotta say, I've never had the best ass-eating scene, and in the season 4 premiere of Girls, there was a scene where Allison Williams and her boyfriend, and I gotta tell you that as much television as I've watched and movies, in a mainstream film, I have just not seen, or a mainstream television show, I've not seen what happened on that first episode of Girls. So, you know, Allison Williams, her father's Brian Williams, the news anchor, she was Peter Pan a month before on live television, and here she is with this guy with his face in her butt. And what's really incredible is a little while ago they released the season four Blu-ray of Girls. And lo and behold, we're looking through it and there's a behind the scenes of this scene
oh my God.
On there where Allison Williams is waving to the camera and the guy's got his face near her butt and he's looking, you know, mugging to the camera. And I'm like, that's genius. So I had to put that at our website too, the behind the scenes of the ass eating scene at MrSkin.com.
And what a great year to be in the Williams family, right? I mean, she does Peter Pan.
Well,
she does this.
What's funny is, Allison Williams does this scene. About 3 weeks later, Brian Williams gets busted by his bosses. And, you know, the joke is they both got their asses chewed out within a week or two of each other. So pretty crazy stuff at the Williams family.
Oh, my God. It's still you just have to think. And so that was the good news for Brian Williams this year, his daughter got all this attention. Maybe took a little attention off of him, or maybe increased scrutiny of him. It's kind of hard to be sure.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that he was at the premiere of this with a crowd watching this. So could you imagine your daughter doing this while you're sitting there with a bunch of people? That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Dad. By the way, as Mr. Skin would put it, at the 6 minute mark, look away. Just look away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else is new? What else has not been done before?
Oh, some other categories that we don't have. Well, I mentioned the longest butt crack from Aaron Marie Hogan and Ray Donovan. That was definitely one we've never had. You like this, Bob? The best naked human teeter totter from Straight Outta Compton, which is. What happened was there's a scene in that movie about NWA song, and they were at a party sometime in the 90s, and it's kind of a tracking scene going through, and you see this, it's a pool party, but in the bedroom there's basically a semi-orgy going on, and there's a guy laying on a bed, and then there's two girls on top of him facing each other. So you can imagine where they were each positioned, but we saw this and we're like, wow, that's pretty good stuff for an R-rated movie in a big-time mainstream film. We got to get that in. But we're looking at it like, what do you call two girls facing each other completely naked on a naked guy? And it gave it a little thought. I came up with best naked human naked teeter-totter, and that was how we came up with that. So that's the first time we've ever had that in our Anatomy Awards.
Well, and that raises a question I don't think I've asked you before. So, I mean... Obviously, you look at all these clips and you know where to go. Do you, at this point, after all these years, do you still watch whole movies, or do you literally cut to the good parts, or do you watch the whole movie?
I don't watch a ton of movies start to finish. Just it's more about a time thing because I have to go through so much stuff. But also, you know, my job is watching movies and television, so. When I'm at work, and I don't sit here at work and watch the whole movie, we're kind of fast-forwarding to the good parts. I still enjoy to go out every once in a while with my wife to a movie or watch something on cable TV or on DVD at home, but this is what I do for a living, so it's not like when I go home I'm dying to see movies and television because I kind of do it during the day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you ever imagine that you would be sharing pictures of Queen Latifah's breasts?
Our most surprising nude scene of the year. And no, I didn't. And quite frankly, she's another one, 45 years old, had never done a nude scene. I can't say that I had a ton of requests to see Queen Latifah naked, but I'm very excited that she finally did one. She, you know, and it was she played this Bessie Smith in this movie Bessie, which was an HBO biopic. And, you know, when I say most surprising, like nobody saw this coming that Queen Latifah would do a real nude scene where she's sitting in a dressing room looking at her breasts in the mirror. And the scene goes on for quite some time. And it was just one of those, a combination of she had never done a nude scene. She was 45 years old. She doesn't exactly have a supermodel body. So we were thinking, we had no expectations that she would be naked, and she did this. So she won our most surprising nude scene of the year.
One of the things I was thinking about is that, you know, not every pair of breasts or other body parts are as attractive as the next, right? But one of the things, if I'm wrong here, you correct me, but one of the things I don't think you actually get credit for is that you celebrate all of the skin, finding a way to appreciate it all without kind of denigrating one person's anatomy over another. Is that fair?
Yeah, when I started this website, I made the decision that we were going to celebrate nudity in film. And, you know, an example is Kathy Bates in About Schmidt. It would be real easy for me to say, oh, Kathy Bates, she shouldn't be naked, or, you know, this is terrible, her body's not right. But I've always lived with the philosophy that somewhere out there there's a guy who's so excited that Kathy Bates did a nude scene. Why should I rain on his parade? And who am I to say what's good or bad? As far, I mean, I could tell you what my favorites are, but why should I tell you that you shouldn't go look at that or that's terrible? So and that goes across all the actresses at our website. We celebrate nudity in film, and I think that has a lot to do with the success of Mr. Skin and MrSkin.com, because if you look around the internet, it's so over, especially over the last 5 years, all these, you know, men's blogs or celebrity blogs, you know, it's real cool to be mean. Mean is in, you know, let's make fun of everyone so we make ourselves feel better. And I don't believe in that. I think that our rule here, our editorial direction, is celebrate nudity in film, and I think that has a lot to do why we have such a loyal following.
Both among
them. Because keep in mind, these are fans of celebrity nudity. These are guys that are, they want to see this stuff. So why should I tell them they shouldn't see something? I'm just a curator. I show you everything, and you make the decision of if you like it or not. But I'm not going to tell you that you should not like something. I'll tell you you should like something, but I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't like something.
Yeah, this is not a place where – and this will surprise people who don't go to the site and aren't familiar with you. This is not a place where body shaming is going on. It's quite the opposite.
No.
Yeah.
No,
Have there been, over the years, have there been other surprising most surprising nudity winners that surprised you?
In the history of my life, I could tell you when I first saw Marsha Brady naked in Texas Lightning, that surprised the heck out of me. I think a lot of people would be surprised that Julie Andrews' Mary Poppins Sound of Music did a nude scene. I would think, I could go down the list. Molly Ringwald's another one that you know her from all the John Hughes movies where she wouldn't take her clothes off, that after that kind of time of her life, she did a 1995 movie called Malicious, where at the 15-minute mark, she was nude in a sex scene. And by the way, she had pretty and pink nipples. She looked great. So Molly Ringwald topless was, talk about surprising. Not only was I surprised she did a nude scene, I was surprised how great her rack was. So, there's been many throughout the course of my life and even while I've been running this website that has surprised me, and Queen Latifah is definitely one of them.
So you mentioned Julie Andrews. I want to put that masterful memory of yours to good use. Tell me the movie and at what point in the movie.
Well, the funny thing is about Julie Andrews is, like I said, people don't realize that she's been naked, but she did this Blake Edwards movie called SOB, and at about the hour and 45-minute mark, it's towards the end of the film. The whole point of the film is that that they need this nude scene from this big star to make people want to go see the film, and she waits towards the end of the movie, and when she rips her top off, it's the climactic moment of the movie, but it's just one of those where people just think of her as Mary Poppins or the girl from The Sound of Music, and that's why it's so surprising to people.
And it's worth pointing out that Blake Edwards, the director, was her husband.
Yeah.
And they were kind of playing on her own image. Which reminded me, and I make this connection, I guess, because Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore ever done?
No, she was never nude. And that was always a bummer to me because gosh, I, like anyone else, was a fan of Mary Tyler Moore when I watched the Dick Van Dyke Show, and that always bummed me out that she never did a nude scene. So,
all right, just curious. I'm getting off the topic of the awards.
No, that's why I'm here.
That's it. I mean, you're this fabulous resource. So if I don't ask, I'd have to. All right, so let's talk about some of the categories that do recur year to year, such as Newcomer of the Year, Chanel Iman.
Yeah.
What a heart stopper. My goodness.
Yeah, our definition of a nudecomer, Bob, is when an actress is kind of – she's not really well-known, but her nude scene makes her a big star at MrSkin.com. She gets on our radar. And Chanel Iman was in this movie called Dope. It came out in the summer as about an L.A. kind of – I think he was a gangbanger, but he was kind of a nerd, and he starts a drug business, and she's a this beautiful girl that wants some drugs from this guy, and she does this topless scene, and I have so many people that have seen the movie that just want to know who that girl was that was naked. Well, as it turns out, she's a Victoria's Secret model, I guess, and she's done Sports Illustrated swimsuit, so she has some level of celebrity, but she just wasn't known in our Mr. Skin world because she had never done a nude scene. Well, this nude scene, she's now one of the most searched and just popular girls at our website, all because of this great topless scene. And she's very exotic looking. I think she's half black. So unlike the Oscars, the Mr. Skin's Anatomy Awards was not whitewashed. We had met, I've already mentioned Queen Latifah and Chanel Iman, and we have a few others that won. So we definitely have some women of color at our Anatomy Awards.
Well, and Shameless won because in part there's the African-American woman.
Chanola Hampton, yeah. She did some nice nudity too.
Every almost every episode, it seems like.
I know,
like.
Well, yeah. That's Shameless for you.
Yeah. And then there must have been a lot, though, a lot of competition for that particular category. Because
for newcomer?
Yeah, because there's always.
Yeah, there was. And we, you know, these main categories, like Best Breast, Best Butt, Nudecomer, that there's always multiple people we can choose, but eventually we got to just choose one. And to me, when you see the picture of this girl topless and you see how beautiful she is, nobody's arguing with this selection.
No,
so.
She's absolutely a stunning, yeah. Stunning woman. Yeah. You mentioned Sports Illustrated, so I want to go off the road again for a second. What did you think about the controversy this year about the Sports Illustrated models? This was the first year that they...
Because of the painting and stuff?
I'm sorry?
Which controversy?
Well, they had a full-size, well, I guess what they call a full-size model.
Yeah. I'm, you know, based on our conversation, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it. You know, listen, there's always going to be guys out there that are going to complain about because one of the models is heavier. But in the reality, I actually kind of, I don't want to say I prefer that over a beautiful, thin model. But in real life, as you know, 90% of the girls we come across are going to have closer to her body than to the supermodel body. So I kind of dig the more realistic look, if you will, and I have no problems with it at all.
No, this is a very voluptuous-looking woman, and, you know, I mean, if you want curves, boy. All right, one more step aside. So we mentioned Sports Illustrated, which is as well-known for its swimsuit issue as anything it does in sports anymore. The other thing that's happened since the last time we spoke, well, it's actually happened in the last calendar year, in the last month, actually, is Playboy has given up on nudes. How does that affect you at all? You're both created in the Chicago area, it's incidentally.
Yeah.
But does that affect you at all? Will that help you in that they're not going to do, like, imagine there's sex in cinema, it's not going to be as interesting.
No, yeah. I don't know how they'll do their sex in cinema. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you know, I know why they did it. It's just as a person that has an R-rated website that we have places you could advertise on our website that you just – a lot of the advertisers that advertise for us are in the adult space, dating space. We just don't – you just don't have access to the plethora of potential advertisers when you have nudity. And I think Playboy realized that they could make some really nice advertising revenue because of their circulation by getting rid of the nudity. Now, how long that circulation remains is the big question. But according to Playboy, both on their website and with the magazine, there was huge interest. Traffic was way up on the web at their non-nude version of Playboy, and we'll see. But I do understand what they were thinking, but we'll see. I always say about Playboy anyway, they make all their money off of licensing now anyway. It's not about the magazine or the internet or their television. It's about their licensing. And they make so much money off licensing, especially in Asia and around the world, that the other stuff are just like, yeah, whatever.
They lost me years ago when the content fell apart, let alone, I mean, I just didn't find that they were choosing the best looking women anymore. But the editorial content, it went flat 10 years ago. It just,
yeah.
It wasn't compelling.
It's different. It's different. Yeah. Listen, when you were a kid and you found a Playboy, it was the greatest find in the world. So Playboy is always going to be near and dear to my heart. In fact, we do a lot of traffic trading or partner affiliate relations with them online, and they've been a great partner for us as far as affiliates go. And we love working with Playboy.
Okay. All right, so back to the awards. So who were some of the other nominees for the ever-important category of Best Nipples? Besides the ultimate winner of Green Heady.
Well, there was a number of best nips, but far and above was Lena Headey in Zipper, and you know Lena Headey's Cersei Lannister on Game of Thrones, and so many people were a little bummed out that that walk of shame at the end of season 5 of Game of Thrones was done by a body double when they found out. It was kind of a bummer because everyone thought that was Lena Headey when it first came out. So for all you people out there that were disappointed, if you do want to see Lena Headey naked, she did win our best nipples from this movie's zipper. And as you know, Bob, to win best nipples, you have to have niptastic nips, and she does.
She does. And you certainly captured the right image of her to demonstrate why she's
won. Well, that's something we're very good at. So.
And in the same area, tell us about this year's Best Breast winner, Joey Fisher, who also captured in a spectacular photo. Still, I guess.
Yeah, there were a lot of girls we could have chose here. Madalena Diana Genia from Youth, and just a bunch of actresses, Emmy Rossum. I mean, so many that have great breasts. But this Joey Fisher from Anarchy Parlor, you know, sometimes she's definitely not one of the bigger celebrities on our list, but sometimes the breasts speak volumes. The breasts are so impressive that you're forced into making this choice. And believe me, I looked high and low, but mostly high, for the best breasts. And there was no question of everything we saw in 2015. Joey Fisher had the best. By the way, Boobpedia, Bob, says that she has 32H natural breasts.
Wow.
So they're spectacular. They're real. And she's a page 3 girl from the UK. And I know a lot of people, not many people saw this movie, but trust me, if you want to see some spectacular breasts, check out Joey Fisher in Anarchy Parlor.
You know, I'm reminded as we're talking about her, this is the 10th year that I've been doing Mr. Media as a podcast. And the very first year I had on a young lady, I know you're going to know her name. She starred in an HBO show. It only lasted one season, Tell Me You Love Me.
Michelle Borth.
To this day, the single most popular interview ever posted on Mr. Media. 10 years. Into our 10th year, it is still. And that was an audio interview, but that I've, you know, we've converted it to video just to keep up with the demand. She didn't win any awards.
That show only aired for one season. I think it was 2007, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And obviously, Michelle Borth was one of the main characters and did a ton of nudity. But there was another girl named Sonia Walger.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a blonde on that show that had big natural breasts that I was a huge fan of. And Ellie Walker got naked on it. They even got Jane Alexander, who must have been in her late 50s or 60s, to do a nudity. That show pushed the envelope so far when it came to sex and nudity. They did real sex in some of those scenes, hand jobs and ejaculations. And I don't know if that was maybe a little ahead of its time, but now when you watch Girls and everything that's going on, it doesn't seem so out there. But boy, was that a groundbreaking show. I loved it.
Michelle Borth held up in her – has she held up in popularity on Mr. Skin as she has on Mr. Media?
Yeah, she's not as – I mean, she's not she's probably – I guess you could say she's more popular more popular now than she was back then, because that was just one season. She's doing some TV stuff now, but I mean, she's not getting naked like she was in 2007, but I guess you could see today due to her television show she's on right now.
She's on Hawaii Five-O, I think.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, she's, yeah, but not getting naked.
No.
She's not like Mr. Skin famous, she's
right.
Television famous. So,
well,
yeah.
She did that one season of Tell Me You Love Me. I think there was enough nudity and enough scenes of her there to last a career, if that's what she
exactly
said.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, it's like with Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. I don't feel so bad that she doesn't get naked anymore, because those first two seasons we got so many great shots that, all right, I'd rather have you did great nudity and then you quit than you never did great nudity at all.
I got to ask you, I had the writer and director of a new film. I wonder if you've even seen it yet. Actually, I'm sure you haven't seen it yet. It's called Friends Effing Friends Effing Friends. Do you know the title?
I have not seen it, no.
All right. It actually is debuting. Let's see. We're doing this interview on March 1st. It's debuting at Cinequest on March 5th and 6th.
Okay.
And it is it's your kind of movie.
I have guys that will probably get a review this week, because I have skin scouts out there that get to see the premieres or get to see the screeners of movies before they come out, and then they get us all the information. We get up to the website as soon as we have it. But none of my screeners or skin scouts have seen this movie yet, so I can't wait. That sounds great.
Well, there's a brunette in it. Her name is Jillian with a J, Jillian Lee, L-E-I-G-H. And so she was on Mr. Media, actually just posted this morning. And I asked her, I said, listen, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Skin next week. I said, you know, she's clearly nude in this film. I said, do you have a favorite nude shot of yourself? You know, so I'm going to be talking to Skin. And it just occurred to me as we're making conversation, I forgot to write down the movie she said and the time. So I will send that to you separately.
Wait, is it Jillian Lee? Does she spell it L-E-I-G-H?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's been naked.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I asked her.
Yeah, she did like a – God, it must have been 10 years ago or 12 years ago, this like kind of a B-movie called Evil Breed. And she was nude. Did she mention that one, Evil Creed?
I swear to you, I cannot remember at the moment. I'm gonna look, because I asked her during the interview about you. I said I'm gonna talk to Mr. Skin. Do you want to single out a favorite, nude moment? And she did. And I'm letting everyone.
It's got to be Evil Breed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good in this film too. There's a lot of nudity in there. There's a threesome and
all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I can't wait till it comes out so we can get it up at Mr. Skin.
Wow, I've actually seen a nude movie ahead of Mr. Skin.
If something hasn't come out, it's hard for me to see it. But the good news is I have guys, lots of people in our network that see these prior to them coming out. We could get the information before it becomes public.
I'll never have this moment again. Let me luxuriate in it. Another surprise was celebrity nude debut this year was, I thought, a bit of a shocker. It was Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live.
Yes. She did she did a movie called Welcome to Me, which is kind of a dark comedy. And we know her from SNL and Bridesmaids. And one of the actresses, celebrity nude debut means you're a celebrity. We've known you for a long time. We've been waiting for you to do a nude scene. She's another example of someone who waited until she was in her 40s. To do a nude scene. And what's surprising about this one is that she's walking completely naked in a casino in front of a bunch of people. Usually you don't start with that as your first nude scene. You maybe work a nip slip, then you go to breasts, then you maybe show your butt. She went right to full frontal in a crowd. And if you see the picture, you'll think she was in Harrah's Casino, but it's a great nude scene and our celebrity nude debut winner.
And I think you make the point in announcing her that there hasn't been a lot of nudity from Saturday Night Live, other than, let's say, Will Ferrell in Old School. But
yeah, right. Those girls, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and a lot of those girls from Saturday Night Live kept their clothes on. They're more comedians than actresses that'll get nude. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Did Lorraine Newman ever do a nude scene?
No, never naked. Gilda Radner never naked. Jane Curtin never nude, so you're right. A top 10 list of, I know Victoria Jackson was naked in Casual Sex, but not a lot of those girls from Saturday Night Live have been nude.
I don't know why I thought Lorraine Newman had been at some point, but oh well. Would like to see Tina Fey. Tina, if you're watching.
Yeah, Tina Fey had a Emmy Award nip slip at the Emmys a couple years back. Her dress just moved in such a way you could see her nip for a second, but it wasn't an official nude scene. Mm.
As we're getting very close to talking about this year's Lifetime Skin Achievement winner, I got to ask you about the big sex movie of the year, which was 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Tell me, what you guys thought of it as a staff. And
well, listen, when we award Best Picture every year, we go for the mainstream film that was in theaters that had the most nudity or the best nudity, as we feel. And we don't look at a straight to DVD or a B movie. That isn't the point of this. This is a mainstream film that people actually went to and know about that featured the best nudity. And without question, 50 Shades was the go-to movie for that. From about 40 minutes in, Dakota Johnson, the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson, from 40 minutes in, she's either nude, tied up, blindfolded, or being spanked. So that's pretty good in our book as far as nudity goes. So that won our Best Picture. And again, this is the Best Picture in the mainstream world.
And two things worth pointing out. You're not judging it based on the script, which a lot of people had problems with.
No, we don't care about that.
Of course not.
For us, we're not about if a movie's good or bad. We're about is the celebrity nudity.
And was there a runner-up this year? Was there a movie that came in second?
There are a ton of the movies that you see. Knock Knock was a movie with Keanu Reeves that we considered. That was when Welcome to Me was another one we considered. Ex Machina was another one that could have won. But in the end, 50 Shades was really the big-time mainstream movie with the best nudity as far as we were concerned.
All right. And so, you know, without further ado, tell everybody who won the Lifetime Skin Achievement Award for this year.
Well, our Lifetime Skin Achievement Award, every year we recognize an actress who's a, you know, famous mainstream actress who is, you know, either won some Oscars or awards or is critically acclaimed. She's a real big-time actress that also has done great nudity. Her body of work is outstanding. And easy winner this year. We had never honored Angelina Jolie, who is probably one of the most famous actresses in the world and has been naked in an incredible 14 movies. And it's really amazing. She did a movie this year called By the Sea that she wrote and directed with her husband, Brad Pitt. And she hadn't done a nude scene in like 7 or 8 years. All of her nudity was from about 1993 to about 2007 or 2008. And then she finally got naked again in 2015. And by the way, looked spectacular. So we thought with that movie coming out and the fact that she's had an incredible career and that she's a famous A-list actress that she should win our Lifetime Skin Achievement Award this year.
Has Angelina indicated she'd like an award sent her way?
I'm sure Angelina Jolie would love this Anatomy Award, Lifetime Skin Achievement Award sent to her so she could put it right next to one of her Oscars.
You'd love to hear that she did, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, it'd be cool. But listen, she's a great actress and we're big fans of MrSkin.com.
I think before we just about wrap up, I want to ask you, and we've talked about this before, but for people who may not be familiar with this, how do these films and TV shows, do they wind up with you? Do you have to send your guys out? Do they have to record everything? Or...
Yeah, it's a combination of things. We have about 75 PR companies and movie studios that send us screeners so we could review it at the website. That's part of it. As far as the television, a lot of it is recorded. Sunday night, obviously, is a big time to record. We get a lot of this stuff up to the website Monday morning. And just taping things off of cable television, searching the internet, many different ways. We have 8 full-time people in our content department. So... they all have jobs and places they're required to look for content, but it's one of those things where many different sources, but in the end, it's the importance is just for us is just it gets into the website in a timely manner.
I hadn't thought to ask you this. So now you've grown from being the one guy to obviously you've got staff, you've got plenty of people working there. Is there a lot of turnover for people who work at Mr. Skin, or is this a job that people want to stick with?
No. So I have so many people here. I've been in this business almost 17 years, and I have about 10 employees here over 12 years, and probably 10 to 15 that have been here over 7 or 8 years. So, no, there's not a lot of turnover. And part of the reason they were in high school or college when I started it, they would have been here longer. It's a very fun place to work. We they take a lot of pride in it. We have a game room here in our cool space with ping pong, pool, video games. We have kegerator. And listen, we're not digging ditches here. You come to work and you're looking at nude scenes. So it's a very fun place to work. And I think the way I run it, it's a very fun place to work. We don't micromanage. We expect good things out of the people here, but we're not idiots or bad guys. So it's a very fun place to work.
I just finished reading the memoir of Owen Gleiberman, who was a long time film critic for Entertainment Weekly, who early in his career had a bit of a porn thing, porn fetish, if you will. Yeah. And he writes in his book, he says, you know, people think that this is a cush job and it's the greatest job on earth. And he says, it is. And I'm thinking, probably second only to your job. And
I did the keynote address at the Internet Show in Las Vegas in January. And kind of the theme of my speech to these webmasters from all over the world that were there was that I do have the greatest job in the world. And not because it's nudity, celebrity nudity, but because it was a passion I had as a kid. It was something I loved to do, taping movies with nudity, collecting them, learning about them. And I turned that passion into a career. And when you can go to work every day and it's not work, you have the greatest job in the world. And you know, it's not about the money. It's not about anything other than I never, ever think, ugh, I got to go to work today. And that's a great feeling.
Well, folks, listen, you can find out what everybody's talking about with a subscription of your own to MrSkin.com. Just go to MRSkin, M-R-S-K-I-N, in case you have trouble spelling, M-R-S-K-I-N. It's either Mrs. Kin or Mr. Skin, .com for all the details on that. Do you guys have a presence, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, at Mr. Skin on Twitter, and we have a Facebook account, Mr. Skin. At Facebook, so our Facebook account, we can't really show you the good stuff that we do at Twitter and at MrSkin.com, but yeah, we have a Facebook and a Twitter account.
Very good. Well, Jim McBride, Mr. Skin, always great to see you and chat. I've always enjoyed these conversations. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Hopefully it won't be 5 years until we do it again.
It won't. Recorded live before a studio audience full of willfully naked starlets who want to be discovered by Mr. Skin and the Skinettes for their bodies, not their minds, in the Nunamedia capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.